today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever been attached to something you purchased? Have you ever received a gift from someone and you cherished it more than others? In some cases, men become so attached to their vehicles, boats, motorcycles, watches, and other material items that they wouldn't trade for the world. Women may become attached to a particular home, a neighborhood, a purse, a dress, or a designer that they would do whatever necessary to hold on to it. There is nothing wrong with becoming attached to what you like or enjoy. However, it becomes an issue when you begin to identify with it to the point that you become consumed. I love cars, nice homes, and nice clothes, like most people, but I wouldn't allow any of those material things to hinder me from following the Lord. Those items don't make me who I am. I have realized that I am the I am of who He is, and guess what? So are you. People see the Lord in action through you and I. There are many who will not part with what they have to follow Jesus. They are doing some great things with what they have. They are sharing and helping in every way. But if God asked them to go and sell all they had and give it to the poor, how would they respond? How would you and I respond? In Matthew chapter 19, verses 20 through 22, it is written, "The young man said to him, 'All of these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack?' Jesus said to him, 'If you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.' But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. The young man thought he could inherit eternal life by doing good. When Jesus spoke of being perfect, he was speaking of being justified, made whole, right with God. The young man's inquiry opened the door for Jesus to do what he did best, teach. Jesus shared with the young man to keep the commandments. He listed six of them, which referred to relationships with others. After sharing this with the young man, he proudly proclaimed that he had kept them from his youth. Jesus, seeing an opportunity to enlighten the young man, got to the real issue by sharing with the young man, 'If you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have and give it to the poor.' Jesus revealed to the young man his weakness. His wealth was his idol, his graven image. The young man went away sorrowful because he was not willing to separate himself from his possessions, his God. His identity was tied to what he had, not to who he was. Let's not make this error, and let's assist others so that they won't make the error. Detach yourself from whatever you attach to that hinders you from giving yourself wholeheartedly and being totally committed to God. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing."
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.